honestly, oh like BO has been on a rise, so I get
honestly,
it.
Honestly, I don't play anybody that's if you're buying in this economy, I cannot even be angry.
Honestly, I'm angry because it's already hot. Like, and then you're not really helping matters, man. Hi guys.
Hi.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the Low Key Relatable Podcast.
Her.
I hope you've been keeping well.
Keeping well is a good one.
I think keeping well is apt. Yep. on this, like, I feel like by the time we get into this episode, you realize why this episode is necessary, because I feel like lately everybody has been doing like a lot in Lagos, and like every time we gather, even if we're in the bars or whatever, somebody will shall mention how tough or hard or whatever things are.
The economy is tight.
Listen, so this is pretty much the Surviving Lagos episode. Like, we're talking about everything that has happened to us, or how we're coping, how we're dealing, every single thing. And to be honest, I feel like this episode is very profound because
we're going through a lot. Both of us together, separately,
yeah,
individually, as yeah, a unit, yeah, as a couple, as a single.
Listen,
we're going through it. I am currently looking like my problem.
Don't fucking kill me. To be honest, you actually don't. You just look like you're not wearing makeup to me.
Because I'm looking like my problem.
You don't look like your problems at all. You just look like you're not wearing makeup. Like when you said it before, I was just like, see this one. See how your skin is shiny.
Shout out to my esthetician.
Listen, but I completely get you, Sha, what you're saying. Like, because it took, the only reason why I'm wearing makeup, like I told you, is because this was the only thing I was going to wear today. Like,
yeah, I had to make
there
a
was
choice
no
as well.
Reality where I was going to wear anything that was just not a boo-boo. So I was like, you know, let me not give them boo-boo, and then it's giving, something is really wrong with Valerie. So let me Gabby, let me just present like this. Because so the craziest thing that happened to me this week was I'm trying to start a brand. And I'm trying to start something, and I went to,
I'm really excited about it, by the way.
I'm very shy.
Y'all don't know. I know, because I'm special. Not to say you're not special, but she is more special than me. And it's so on brand for her.
I'm very excited, but I've started businesses before, but this is like the first one that like I'm really trying to do properly.
I think this is your passion project, that's why.
I think so. Yeah. I'm trying to like really build the brand properly. Something that lasts long. So I'm trying to actually build something that will just eventually take a life of its own and just become something great, mm-hmm, by God's grace. But in my quest,
in my quest
to build something, I entered traffic for 4 hours on Tuesday. And like, obviously everybody knows that the bridge has been closed. So I went to the mainland. And what even made it worse was, so I was trying to use Google Maps. Mm. I was a Layla. I was trying to use Google Maps to like sort of, honestly, shout out to Layla, because I don't know how I'd have survived that traffic alone.
No, you'd have run mad.
What even happened, like, first of all, was Layla insisted that we bought food from one place that she knows around where we went to.
Fair.
So we got food. So like, we're pretty comfortable in the car. It was just for 4 hours.
Yeah, no, that's extensive.
So we entered the traffic. We're trying to cut corners. So that's how Google Maps, yeah.
It spun you.
Listen,
it took you for a ride.
Is now it's funny, because that day
it wouldn't have been funny. No.
Honestly, do you know when it happened? We just went silent in the car.
100%. Like, there's nothing you can say.
Completely quiet.
Trust me. You know, anyway, me. I live on the mainland, so I've experienced.
Ended up driving. I can imagine. When I ended up driving on the same road that Google Maps had initially told us, like 30 minutes extra, eventually got to my destination, and I was like cracking bones. That also really reminded me of my age, because like,
rest in Jesus' name.
I feel like if I drove for 4 hours when I was 25, I would have been
alright.
Okay. Or more, I had to do some full on stretches when I got to my destination.
Put,
I was like, okay,
stretches.
No, wahala, it's calm. Lagos, for those 4 hours. Mm-hmm. Like Valerie, zero. No wahala. So I think, but the week was a combination of wins and losses, because after I did that on Tuesday, mm, I ended up going to the spa for 4 hours on Wednesday.
Oh, I love that. That's cute.
So that's really nice.
That balance, baby. Lance.
This part was even sweeter because I did not pay for it. So like
even better.
Like it was a very, very nice and sweet way to just sort of compensation for the day before. But in summary, Sha, I don't know how I'm going to deal with my manufacturer because I don't know how I'm going to be seeing him. I feel like we need to act like as if I'm not in the country or he's not in the country. And then
you'll now be doing video call.
Honestly, because I can't do it again.
You need a runner on the mainland.
We're just starting.
No, a runner on the mainland, it will literally be like 5K a day.
That can actually actively do the quality control and everything.
Well, it will be like 5-10K a day.
I don't know. 5K in this. What? Is there anything that is 5K still?
Yes, no.
The only thing that is 5K now is deodorant.
Deodorant is 5K.
Yes, I bought. And guess what?
No, it's not. Get the hell out. No, it's not. Misha, I've started stockpiling things. I'm not going to lie. What deodorant was 3K? When it went up to 3K, I bought like 6.
Deodorant is 5K.
As in Shaw or Renoxa?
Honestly, Rexona.
Rexona.
No, it was actually close.
You knew what I was talking about.
Exactly. I think Rexona was like 3 something. The right guard was $4,950. They didn't even have Dove. And Shaw was, I think Amila spoke about it. She said she bought Shaw for like 5-6 or 6-5 or something like that. Oh, honestly, God. Like, BO has been on a rise, so I get it.
Honestly, I don't blame anybody that's, if you're buying in this economy, I cannot even be angry.
Honestly, I'm angry because it's already hot. Like, and then you're not really helping matters, man. But anyway,
Chai.
I think I was pretty much, what else did I do this week? Yeah, I chilled. I didn't do anything crazy. I just sort of like, I went to the gym. I now go to the gym 4 times a week.
Oh, per, you go, girl.
So I'm trying to, I swore I wasn't going to say this or do this or like be on this weight loss journey again, but I'm trying to lose weight.
I think it's from a healthier aspect because I feel like you've made gym part of your lifestyle, something that you enjoy.
Yes.
Now.
Not trying to lose weight. I'm trying to eat better.
Yeah.
So like I go to the gym and I lift so heavy and I do all of these things and then I just go back home and eat a bar. Like I don't say no to whatever like food craving that I have.
100%.
And that is a good thing and a bad thing because like, okay, yeah, indulge. But like when is indulging too much?
True. I don't say no either. But I just, I think where I draw the line is portion.
Honestly, me, I eat like a thief. And like I don't think having much... I remember what you said in the last episode when I said I eat like a thief. These days, I eat like a thief.
Is this?
And you know, like, so what happened to me was, I'll even go as far back. So there was one time I was doing this like weight loss thing where I was getting... I was getting shots and then I did...
Valerie doesn't tell me certain things off camera yet.
No.
Because she knows if this was off camera, how I would react. It's a lot different than how I have to react to a camera. Okay.
I did actually for like 1 month. Like I was taking... I lost weight. I lost a little bit of weight. But I used to take an appetite suppressant. Okay. That's why I'm going with this.
Damn.
And it really used to suppress my appetite, right? I took it in the morning... like right before I do anything and I had to remind myself to eat.
Fair.
So
it used to hold your appetite by its neck.
In a big way. But the thing is, it only lasted for the 24 hours.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
If you have to eat.
Yeah, of course.
But like if you don't or you don't eat well,
you're not feeling
the
hungry.
Next morning when you wake up,
you're still gonna open up.
Your gullet, like your sofa, like was everywhere.
Like a blue whale. You just,
wow.
Everything is really,
yeah. So you have to be on it. You have to like even when I was taking appetite suppressants, I used to take it and then I'll drink coffee because coffee is also an appetite suppressant on its own.
So is it that you just didn't want to feel hungry? You wanted to fast in peace or what?
Yes. So anyway, I did all of that rubbish and then I now went on birth control. Like I put the
implant
in my arm.
Okay.
That stuff. What it did to my appetite. I had that thing in my arm for 3 months and I probably gained like probably 15 kg.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like I went up to dress sizes.
I feel like when people talk, we have to do a whole episode on this.
About contraception?
No, not contraception, like hormonal. Yeah, contraception.
Yes, hormonal changes, right?
Hormonal changes.
Babe.
But I've been blessed enough that up until now, it hasn't really affected me.
You have been very blessed too.
When I was on the implant, I had the time of my life. That
implant was the worst thing that ever happened to me.
I just feel like at my age now, I can't risk it. Not gonna risk it anymore.
It was the worst thing that ever happened to me. So I've had the copper IUD. And the thing about copper IUD is, I just feel like my periods were too painful and too heavy. And it's non-hormonal, but they were very painful. I think it's something to do with the copper and it being in your uterus.
Yeah.
Ultimately, it's still a foreign object. Like, yeah. Ultimately, it's still like a foreign object.
100%. It's going to do something.
Do you get me? And then that one, that hormonal one I put in my arm, now started making me have like my period every 2 weeks.
No way.
And it will probably last for like 8-9 days. So I was like, you know what? Enough of these stuff. Well, yeah, that having that patch in my arm really, really like did signs and wonders to my appetite.
Wow.
So since I've removed
even with the suppressant.
No. Like I had stopped taking the suppressant. Okay, all the work I had done in shrink. That's why I'm going. All the work I had done in shrinking my stomach had gone out the window because of the thing that I put in my arm. So now I'm back to eating like a thief. Like I'll eat and the next night I'll be like, something sweet. So, man, I cracked a joke with my trainer and he didn't find it funny. I said something about wanting to do a Ozempic. And like, since I said it, he has just been like, please don't. Like, because obviously it's not sustainable. Like, do you get what I mean?
Ozempic is a sad way to go out, you know?
Yeah, it is. But,
No, there's no oof.
I want the babes looking skinty, honey.
They also look, do you know what it reminds me of?
What?
That Kate Moss era.
No, but then I'm working out though. So like the Ozempic will just be like a nice little nip and tuck.
If you take Ozempic, I promise you I'm rushing you.
You won't know.
I will.
What if I'm pressure controlling too? You don't know now. I'll just mix everything.
So if I see you,
we'll sit all together and you know that is the best of both worlds.
I'll actually bite you. I'm gonna bite you. Don't. It's like, you're right. Your trainer's right. It's not funny. You're not doing Ozempic.
If Amila watches this episode and hears me talking about Ozempic, she might actually fight me.
Exactly.
So tell me, how about you? How's your week? Not a deep sigh. You get to elaborate.
I have a very... I feel like there's an experiment I would like everybody to conduct, but I don't know who I will speak to. I feel like...
What does the experiment entail?
Getting every mad person out of Lagos. So I think the first thing we should do is everybody should leave.
Everybody should leave Lagos?
Everybody should leave Lagos.
Okay.
We go to Ibadan or your states. Why? Osogbo, everywhere. Just leave.
Why?
And then upon re-entry, you have to do screening. So as you want to enter, they stop you. They so ask you some questions. So what is the
qualification?
I don't know. Honestly,
the new Lagos.
The new Lagos. Because I feel like there will be better drivers. There will be better service. If everybody, there's some semblance of sanity. Because in all honesty, I feel like the predicaments I find myself in Lagos, I shouldn't be finding myself in.
I agree. I feel like there's some things that happen to you in Lagos in particular, and like you spend your entire day more stressing about one particular thing, and like your counterparts in any other part of the world, they'll never have to worry about that. I mean, people have it harder, but like, the hell?
I sent my laptop off to get, this is my work laptop, laptop that I used to DJ, laptop that makes me money, sent it off to, like, you know, just for a little updating, right? Sent off to get the screen fixed as well, because I cracked the screen ages ago. So the guy sends it back, he calls first. I feel like the first thing that irritated me on top of this laptop matter is I sent it to you on Monday. Mm-hmm. You said on Tuesday morning it will be ready. Tuesday, first of all, it does not take that long to change a laptop screen, you know.
That means he meant Thursday.
I had to message him Wednesday afternoon that it's like, Police cell is hungry you.
Not it's like police cell is hungry you.
It's like because at it's this like point, you want to sleep in prison. That's the craving. Only like they seem like that's what you want. That like craving. That's the excitement you're looking for. I can give it to you, baby. I can give it to you.
Tommy,
so now he's like, okay, can you send someone to pick it? I was like, no, because the last time I used him for anything, mm-hmm. he picked it up. Mm-hmm. He brought it back. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he said, okay, no problem. I will send my boy mm-hmm. to send it to you. Yeah. He's only in Computer Village. I live on the mainland. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a 20-minute ride, 40 minutes tops if there's traffic. So I told him, message me when the person is leaving so at least I can, like, keep an eye on time. That's how an hour has passed. And I messaged him, my guy, how far? Like, are you people lost? Like, how far? Yeah. He now said, he's not there. Why do you think I'm calling you? He's said, give me a second, let me call the guy. It turns out that his assistant or his boy, whatever you want to call it, yeah, isn't on his way. He's given my laptop to dispatch right now. So I said, my own thing now, yeah, is, and I'm at the point where I do drastic action. So I don't get angry anymore. Like, I don't have the strength. I don't have the capacity to get angry anymore. I just act. I said, if I don't see my laptop in the next hour, it's better you go and hide in your mother's house. Don't let me find you.
No, you're telling him where to hide.
Don't let me find you. Cool. So I get a call from the dispatch rider and he's like, madam, I know be thief. I did come with your property. Okay, when? He said, I just want to do 3 or 4 deliveries before because I don't want to go to your place and then come back to where I... How does that make sense?
You know, Nigerians have to do this thing where because the country is hard, they always want you to understand where they are coming from. And I honestly find it very sickening. Like, I find it so annoying, especially when we talk about artisans because... to cut you off, but let me just see this. Like, I just realized that I have my own fucking artisan rant. The gas cooker in my apartment, they installed my gas cooker. They had to break the marble. They broke the marble, right? So the guy says he's going to get, he came to my house at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He finished it at 11:15. He said he was going to come back with a guy that is going to replace the marble. And then someone that's going to do the tubes, the pipes, and connect it to my gas, and blah, 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 blah. Can you tell me why, till today, they've not come and fixed my gas cooker? This thing, I should know, was at least 3 weeks ago. I'm telling you. So I'm sure by the time this episode even airs, safe, I'm sure he still would have come. Because tell me why, I now text him. I was like, guy, how far? You know? And then I now ran into him, because someone recommended him to me. So I was at my friend's building and then I ran into him and he was like, oh, that he's sorry. Cause he saw me, but I didn't even see him, funny enough, but he thought I saw him.
Yeah.
So he just came and he was like, oh, sorry, ma, you're kidding. I'll come and fix it. He said he was going to come and fix it the next day. I told him, I'm sure you cannot make it tomorrow. Just come on Saturday.
You even gave him leeway.
Saturday, how far? Baba told me, say, he's not feeling well. That's what he wrote. Not feeling well at the moment. Not feeling well, 8 a.m. Bam.
That brings me to my second problem. I had electricity faults in my house. The electrician comes. The electrician, I don't like this electrician. Mm-hmm. I don't, but you know.
Why don't you like him?
I just, because he's a scammer.
Your spirit doesn't go well with
him. My spirit, first of all, at the beginning, didn't go well with him. Then I realized that this guy is upcharging for any, like, don't get me wrong, I'm not naive, right? It's something that really irritated me when I first came to Nigeria, that, like, people will try and upcharge you. Because I don't mm-hmm. think it's a right thing. I don't think it's a good thing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But it's something that I have come to accept. And Yusuf, you do things that, like, mm-hmm. mitigate that fact.
Mm-hmm. And so your accent is what caused him to charge you?
Yeah, because when the first time me and mommy, like, he came to the house, we're both, you know, oh, would you want a cup of tea? Oh, you're right, babe.
So, like, he thought it was, like, the electricians that used to come and meet you when you're in London. Okay, no wala now.
Jiggets. So obviously, I've cut that. So himself, he knows, I know the streets. I know the streets. I know what's going on the ground.
I think that that's a really unfortunate thing, though.
I think it's one of the most disgusting things.
When you're nice to people and to artisans, they just see it as an opportunity to take the piss.
Absolutely take the
piss. I find it so unfortunate. Because it's like, you could earn so much more. You know, like,
yeah,
the guy I bought my fabrics from, I was buying for like for what I was trying to achieve. I bought 100 yards.
Okay.
Oh, what was supposed to be 100 yards? When they were measuring the fabric for me, the guy shot me of at least 3 yards.
What?
And I'm like,
why?
100 yards. He collected a good amount of money from me.
Of course not.
So like, I don't understand why he still felt the need to do that. When I was even buying it, he was not even for me. Oh, give me your number. I'll take my number so that next time when you're coming, you'll easily call me. Bro, why would I call you? Like, why?
So I feel like Nigerians have this thing of they would, a lot of Nigerians, let me not say one more Nigerians, would cut off their nose despite their face.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's something I find so scary. Like, it's a sickness. It's a pandemic. It's a pandemonium.
It's like, are you not even thinking about
the future? You're not thinking about the future. Recently,
that I had this cleaner that she seemed very meek. Let me use that adjective.
Those are the ones that steal from me. I should know.
Do you know that this babe, like, okay, let me just say what happened. When she started working for me, she told me, I had just moved into my apartment then. And this is like, honestly, this is like a few years ago. I've moved 3 times in the last 4 years. So this is like a while ago. This babe.
You're giving me
flashbacks. She first of all said, that she just she just got her own place too. So I'd gotten gifts from friends. And actually, funny enough, I think this was the apartment that my ex and I moved into after we got married, right? Okay. So she was our cleaner. She wasn't just my cleaner.
Okay, fair.
So tell me why. So like we had gotten, I remember this because we had gotten a lot of wedding gifts that we hadn't opened in the apartment that we're living in.
Mm.
So when we moved to the new apartment, I had so much stuff. So based on, new couple, family gave us stuff. Like, my mom, family gave us stuff. Yes. So we had multiples of certain things.
Yeah.
So I gave her a set of plates and glasses as housewarming presents. Okay. Voila. At the time, I think this was probably like 4 or 5 years ago. So her salary was, I think, 25K.
Mm-hmm.
This babe now says that where she moved to, that they burnt it.
As in what, Drew? They burnt it.
Yeah, like you know how they burn settlements on the island?
Yeah.
That they burnt her house. I said, okay. That's so sad. I'm so sorry. She didn't have a child. It's just her.
Okay.
So I asked her, like, what was her plan? She said she was looking for somewhere. She didn't know. She came back to work another day. She said she has found somewhere that's 50K for a year. Like, can I give it to her from her salary? Like, can I give her a salary advance? Mm. And then I can be removing money from her salary. I said, how much should I remove? She said, I should be removing 5K from her salary. I said, okay. I gave her the 50K. She paid. She said she paid. She came back. She said she has paid. She's going to move in soon. Told me that she has moved in. She'll give me updates. Next month rolls around and I still pay her a salary. And I'm like, it doesn't make sense for me to be taking
5K.
That's 50K I gave you. It's not going to ruin my... Did you get my...
100%.
Christmas comes. I gave her rice and oil.
Eh?
Plus half a 13th. So I sent her 40K, not 50.
Mm-hmm.
She thought that once Christmas came like this, I don't hear from that girl again. I'll be calling her, like once she took that rice and that money. So she obviously it was just before Christmas. She went Christmas just before, like She wasn't supposed to come until after New Year's.
New Year.
Call this babe. This babe didn't answer. I got someone else to use their phone to call her.
Wow.
And this babe gave somebody else a phone to answer. So the person was like, no, like, I need to talk to Mary. Like, what I want to do is for Mary. That's how she now came. She was like, hello, I'm here. I was just like, girl, now what for you? Like, I just found it so crazy because after all of those things, if she said she wanted to leave,
you're not going to hold her by her neck.
Like, do you understand? Like, she wasn't a living staff for me. She was someone that came and went. So, like, that was a very confusing thing for me. Was I too nice? So, does that mean I should not be wicked to people?
No, you can't.
So, like, what next? Do you get what I mean?
Do you know what flashback it brought for me?
What?
We had this cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Michael.
No, it's more yeah, Michael.
Fine. That woman, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just so quiet. So, do you get, like...
Mm-hmm.
Just so calm, very meek, all of that. One day, right, around that time, my signature perfume was Chloe, the original Chloe.
Okay.
Yeah, you know the one that's really powdery.
Mm-hmm.
One day, no, before that one day, right, I told my mom, someone is taking my stuff. Mm-hmm. Someone is taking my shit. Mm-hmm. And mom was like, no, now.
Sorry,
like,
this babe, Mary babe, she also stole my pants, by the way. She was taking my things, and I realized that she was stealing my pants. Like, my lace under. I just come back from, yeah, she was stealing my pants. Sorry, it's because of, I just remember that. Because, like, I had this, I have two laundry baskets. I have a laundry basket for my underwear.
Yeah,
I have
one for clothes. General clothes, yeah.
Just put it at the washing machine. She was supposed to be putting, I never asked her to touch my underwear basket, so. I did not. That was my problem.
Yeah.
And also, they were lace underwear. So, I was actually supposed to hand wash it. Yeah. Do you get? So, like, that underwear basket was not her business. But I saw my pants go they miss. In a big way. All my lace thongs. She carried all. And she's so much smaller than me. So, I don't know. She's going to slim fit it.
100%.
Anyway, consider your story, Jerry.
That's how. I'm telling my mom, things are going missing. Things would break. Things that I would say don't touch, they will break. They will go missing. And mommy's like, no, there's no evidence. None of my stuff has gone missing. Mm-hmm. Do you get? Like, Shebi, she has more access to my stuff than yours. You don't even allow her in your room. That sort of jazz, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Until one fateful day.
Mm-hmm. You caught her red-handed.
No way, too.
Jesus Christ.
One fateful day.
That would have been so sweet.
One fateful day. I opened the door for her. And all I smell is Chloe.
Yeah. If I scream.
If you know me, you do. I take my scent very seriously. I can smell. I know. There is not one perfume I have that I don't know if someone else smell. I know.
No, her coming. Like, what? Like.
I looked at my mom. I looked at her. And you know when you look at someone, yeah, and they're like, I looked at her, let her in, and I walked up to my mother's room, and I said, you said she hasn't stole anything from you. I remember how I was looking at my mom, yeah. She would have thought I was crazy. I said, you said she hasn't stolen anything from you. I said, when was the last time you went to a party? She was like, 3 or 4 months ago. Yeah. I said, is all your jewelry complete? She was like, yes, now. I said, when did you check it? She said, last time I went to a party. I said, very good. Let's have a look. There was a solid gold watch that my daddy got for my mommy. Like, such a beautiful watch, yeah? You have disappeared. You have vanished into thin air.
Not the thin air.
You have gone. When you say otilo, it don't go. I said, this thing, one thing about my mom is if I'm complaining about something, she won't take it seriously. Till it starts affecting her directly.
Yeah. I get that.
Now it's affecting you directly, right? Omo, my mom set a trap for her. She fell into the trap. We caught her red-handed that way. Like, better trap.
Best. You have like, to trust them red-handed.
When I say better trap, my mom, you know how they say you cannot catch a thief here. You have to catch them here. My mom caught her by her neck. Yeah.
You choke, literally. Cool.
So before she realized that she's been caught, she's like, no, why would I steal Tina? Cool. Valerie. Well, she now admitted it. She was now doing, it was the devil norms. She doesn't know. She just wants to pack it. Kidiko, kidiko, kidiko. I promise you. Mommy just looked at her and said, listen, everything you have not stole, yeah, just bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just everything you have not stole. Luckily, mommy got her watch back.
Was she a klepto?
I don't even know what she was. Because when she brought...
Why did she sell her phone?
It was a treasure trove of things.
At least she brought it from back.
No, all the things she has sold before. This was like her latest stash. From bags to makeup to perfume to lipstick.
Now, Mumu, they go blow.
Clothes.
That's what that babe said. My babe said, dear. Now, Mumu, they go boutique.
When I saw, imagine, yeah. Just this table filled with your things that have gone missing. Some are spilling on the floor. They've set up a box in front of me. And you're just looking at it like, ha, how?
I've always found it so fascinating when people steal and still stay at the scene of the crime. Like, are you okay?
I think it gives them a thrill. I think they like that shit.
Maybe. But they, like they always say, one day for the thief, yeah.
One day for the owner.
Abby? But anyway, I was going to ask, what are you doing to sort of like...
Mitigate from Lagos?
Deal with the stress of Lagos. First of all, I was this close to buying... I want to travel.
100, yeah, actually.
I want to go to like Kenya or Zanzibar or somewhere. Like, I just want to go and lie down somewhere and do nothing.
Yes.
Like, normally, this time last year, I was planning to go... I was getting ready to go to Lebanon. And fair. I was like, I don't have any trip on my horizon.
If it's not work, I don't see myself traveling.
People have work trip.
Which is very stressful.
My dear.
And work me, I will try to extend all the work trips.
Leisure. Nothing on my horizon. Which is so tragic because like, normal me, I
would have. Boy.
Listen.
Yes, no.
So I was going to ask. So normally I was going to ask you mm-hmm. your... Like the ways you're using to cope with what's going on in Lagos. How are all like adulting in general, actually, not just Lagos.
Honestly, sometimes when I have nieces and nephews, yeah. Sometimes when they ask me like, but you're the adult in the situation, like panic a bit.
Who is the adult?
Me. Like, yeah. When you're the adult in the situation, I panic a bit because no, there has to be an adultier adult. Like it can't, like what am I meant to do? What do you want from me? I'm just a girl. Lagos, I don't want to say there's nothing good in Lagos, but there's nothing really
no, the nightlife.
I went to Hotbox the other day. Yeah? No, I went to Backdoor the other day. Yeah? And I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna drink these problems away. Then I saw 900. I said, kubosi, it's not okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. I'm not in the mood to
honestly,
drink 900 kilo.
Honestly, shout out to the men that actually, like, still actively popping bottles.
Shout out to you. You did try.
Up to another day, too, because they go catch you.
They go, EFCC is angry.
But then I just feel like it's actually so expensive because buying drinks in the club is like, it's a luxury. They won't really think about it.
Yeah.
Because you know what it means for you to have, let's say, approximately like 1 million
yeah.
to just drink.
I just think there's better things I can...
Alcohol that might even now be fake. That, also, alcohol yeah. that like, you probably finish pissing out before you leave the club.
100%.
I mean, like, shout out to the men that do it too. Like, you keep the clubs fun.
Misha.
Like, they keep
not
the clubs fun.
Because I always think about, I'm the one paying my bills. I am actually the one paying my bills.
Yeah.
If I take money out of that 900K I want to spend on a bottle, I can buy fuel.
Sometimes.
I can service my car.
For with 900K?
No, I'm saying like if I remove out of that money, uh-huh. those are the things I could do with that.
Girl, you can do so with 900K.
Mm-hmm.
Country had, but country hadn't reached like that. So 900K is still some cool cash.
Yeah, some cool cash is nice. But what I'm doing to mitigate Lagos, honestly, I'm staying in my house.
That part.
I've fallen back in love with reading.
Don't kill me.
Reading. I crochet. I am crocheting the wickedest blanket right now. The wickedest, the coziest blankets you can imagine.
You say you're crocheting.
So when I do travel, that's what I'm going to wrap myself in.
Tell me on the plane. No.
What else am I doing? I'm going to the gym.
Yeah, gym.
I don't really like the gym, you know.
You know what my hot take is? Going to the gym sort of reduces your sex drive.
No one is pressing my bum bum now, so I wouldn't really know.
So what are you trying to say?
I feel like my sex drive is only activated when...
Please bring that camera back here. What are you trying to say?
I do understand. I'm explaining myself. It's only activating when there's someone I like around.
I feel like it's really reduced mine.
Really? But they say it's meant to increase your libido.
I didn't say there's anything wrong with my libido. Just my sex drive. I did the same thing.
Yes.
I feel like... They're not the same thing. I don't think so.
They're not the same thing. What's the libido? What's the sex drive?
Like, I feel like your sex drive is like how often you want to have sex. And then your libido is like the stamina while you're having sex. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Ha! You learn something new every day. I honestly thought sex drive and libido were the same thing. So libido is during. Sex drive is just the amount.
It's just before, yeah. So I don't get I'm trying to think of the most polished way to say what I want to say.
You're not really...
I don't get as horny as I used to.
Okay.
Maybe because my problems are real.
Like, that was self-date.
Maybe because I have real life problems.
Actually, that's true.
I'm not actually just thinking about sex. But like, I find that if I do have sex, like,
You're pretty good.
It's all right.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just not... Like, I don't wake up and wonder... I used to do that when I was younger, but it's not...
I don't, like, honestly, I feel like right now, it's cheap my life, yeah. At this stage of my life, I feel like if you're trying to have sex with me, you don't like me.
Oh, my God.
I don't want anyone
to... How can you say I don't like you?
I don't want anyone to touch me. I went to the gym on Monday. Yeah. I did legs, right?
Mm-hmm.
That pain is just going today, right? Mm-hmm. I've been to the gym. The only day I did go to the gym was yesterday. And there's so many things. I talked to you about a couple of them.
Mm-hmm.
So many things on my head, yeah, that if you are looking for me to be an active participant in any coital activities, you want me dead.
Honestly, I agree to sometimes.
I don't have the mental capacity. I don't have the strength.
You know, I think you even get to a stage where sex cannot even be a distraction for you.
It's not
when you have certain problems and you're having sex, like, you're not serious. Like, can't you see what's happening? That's how somebody
can. Are you that used to go deaf, blind, and dumb when you're having sex?
Yeah, you bastard. I'm dead. Yeah, actually,
somebody tweeted. Go on.
Someone tweeted that what?
That's what you were saying. Somebody tweeted.
Oh, someone tweeted that. How will you do this to my brain? Tell me. Something about, would you rather be in love with someone that is not your friend or be friendly with someone that you're not in love with?
Like, there's some people here that the way they move, you can tell this one does not have a singular problem. This one does not have a built-in.
Sometimes, and you know what's so funny is, by extension, so me, how me I'm dealing is, number one, any conversation, honestly, I know people say this all the time, but any conversation that does not involve money, you're talking nonsense.
It's just because I love you, that's nonsense you're talking there.
Listen, first of all, second of all, like, it's like, I don't have the patience anymore to be talking too much. In the sense that, like, with friendships in particular, me, I'm very, very, if you're acting like you don't know what you're doing, or like, if you're not about to be like a responsible adult that respects the relationship of this person that is their friend, I'm not going to interact with you anymore. Like I've cut out all this drama that you will try to communicate, and somebody will be telling you, you say A, the person will say WXYZ, or like all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I don't do the back and forth.
I'm not engaging in it anymore. Like if I try once and like it flies over your head, that's it. Like I've gotten to the place where I've come to the acceptance that, first of all, 20 friends cannot be together for 20 years.
Yeah.
You have to, like, if and if some people are not serving, aggro
each other, some people distance, some people,
and I think Lagos is too hard. Anybody that is not bringing any benefits or any value or contributing in any way that moves you forward, the person is holding you back.
Yeah.
So that's another thing, you know, all this unnecessary talk, unnecessary drama. This person said, they said, she said, I said, the other said, I don't give a flying freaking. I've never given a freaking frack, and I'm not going to give a freaking frack today. Like, it's even worse. Like, now I'm just like, I better go. No, they enjoy me for this kind of matter.
I know.
That's another thing. No, for sure. I'm definitely staying in my house more. Like,
sister.
it's just this guy that's supposed to install my gas cooker because I've taken the address at home to a whole new level.
My chefing skills. Oh.
Listen, I've made the things I've made is my air fryer and my grill, my flat grill.
My dear.
I never knew that I could be so resourceful with my air fryer and my grill. Nothing. When I air fry, I never see from my hand. Nothing.
Have like, you started baking in your air fryer yet?
No.
That unlocks a whole new dimension. I am baking
my air fryer. 100%.
I made the most incredible vanilla sponge the other day. Vegan. You know,
I've been trying
vanilla,
to bake vanilla sponge. Something, a little something that will help me sleep.
Ah, well. Weary.
Something that will just help me sleep better. You know, in Lagos, you have to sleep well. Because like,
I haven't been sleeping.
So I'm just trying to make my night drops.
I have not been sleeping.
So I'm actually going to try and use my air fryer. I'm going to Google it and see if I actually
use
can.
What you need. You know those little disposable trays? The foil one, the foil.
Or like the parchment paper? Can't I use parchment paper? The
what baking, are you trying to bake?
The baking cake. The baking paper.
And you cannot use baking paper because what form will it take? You're just going to put parchment paper in your air fryer and dump the batter in.
It's nice. You take the round shape of the air fryer.
Don't do that. You'll ruin your air fryer. Don't do that. You know those foil packs? Like those takeaway foil packs?
Yeah, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. You just buy a bunch of them and then...
Okay. I'll try it and see. I'll let you guys know on how my experiment goes. Yeah. And then what else do I do? Honestly... My most recent favorite hack is driving to my parents' house to go and collect food from their freezer. Like,
fair.
When I go there, I'll see soup, I'll see stew, I'll see rice,
fair.
I'll see even raw tin stuff, I'll see steak.
Yeah. I agree.
So, that's definitely something I've been doing. And then, let's just bonding with friends. We keep finding cost effective ways to do fun things together. So, that's it.
Actually, there are, do you know what? Yeah. Let me not lie, there are quite a few like cute things you can do in Lagos. Mm-hmm. But I think the issue is like they're not that many.
Yeah.
So once you run through I found five. I'm in the process, I'm doing four out of the five. Once I hit that fifth one, what am I gonna do now?
Yeah.
Stay in my house.
But what I'll say in the process of saying all of these things is that I feel like we should not forget to be kind to each other because
100%.
I feel like because everybody's going through something, I feel like there's a little bit of a lack of empathy.
Yeah.
And like people are just, hey, can't you see that the country is hard? Bro, it's hard for everybody.
It's hard for everybody. Everybody and they feel
I swear, like, I don't know. Also, who said the lifestyle cost? Now you don't know. We all know said the lifestyle cost. Like, we know say it cost boosted. I just feel like we should just be kind to one another. Like, at the end of the day, nobody's going to make it out of this life alive. So, like, you know, at the end of the day gotta end.
You know, I hate this thing.
Yeah. God. You know, but Glorilla, did you see what Glorilla said? It's on CNN.
What,
she's,
at the end of the day go end?
Yeah.
I'm screaming.
She said it, like 2 or 3 days ago.
Are you serious?
Yes. At the end of the day gonna end. Dude, fully on CNN.
I love that.
I love it as well.
I love babes that are a bit rough around the edges that aren't trying to like polish themselves up just to fit into certain spaces.
I agree. Mwah. She was talking about her meeting with Biden and the interviewer was asking her if she's going to show support for Biden or whatever. Mm. She was like, she's just happy to be there. She's have conversations with them. Da, 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 da. And then she just kind of went off point and she just said, you know, because at the end of the day got to end. And I was like, yeah, girl.
Yeah, girl. I feel you.
That being said, I know they ask me political questions. Anyway, I feel like this episode started up a little bit heavy, but we've laughed at ourselves in normal Nigerian fashion, and now we're a bit...
Humor as a defense mechanism.
I'm screaming at both of us posing. Anyway, thank you so much for continuously watching the podcast. We love and appreciate every single one of you. Sometimes if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Shut it up.
Some comments that I read. Also, did you see that podcast of those guys talking about our podcast?
How are you going to have friends?
I didn't find it funny, but
Do you know who the other guy is?
No.
You don't know who the other guy is?
Tell me later. I don't know who it is.
Where were we on Valentine's Day? We went. I was meant to link you at the gym. I didn't make it in time. I linked you at the nail salon. Mm-hmm. Where did we go after the nail salon with Ami? Layla's house.
Oh, yes. So you did your lashes. Yes. Was that Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Okay.
But guess the person that was there that was not part of us. What was Layla doing? Yes. That is the other guy. Not the guy that was running his gums.
The editor?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting. But he was being polite.
He was polite. I rate him. The other one, get the fuck out of here, man.
And let me just save my comments. I just found that very interesting because it just sort of like...
I feel it gives the very myopic view a lot of men have on women. Mm-hmm. And I think it's very unfortunate that we still have people that think like that.
T-clap! I was just like, who's...
I think people forget... I think people forget, a lot of men forget, that the women that they look at are somebody's children. They're somebody's child.
Honestly, and I don't have to be child. Somebody's. I don't have to be someone's child for you to humanize me.
No, wait. I think a lot of men, right, believe that the only women worth protecting are women that are linked to them in some way, shape, or form.
Of course.
That the only women that are worth protecting and respecting that are women that are linked to them. I think when they start thinking that just as I have these very stupid and ignorant views on certain women, there will be men now that have those same views on your sisters, on your daughters, on your cousins, things like that. And I think that when people start getting into that mind frame, they'll realize that, oh, maybe my thought process is actually very stupid. Because to sit down confidently and say, because we look the way we do, we don't deserve friendship. Yeah, that podcast was so jarring. It was.
Baba said, should we be talking about crypto? Why can't we talk about crypto?
I'm confused.
Like, I actually find it so crazy.
We are both degree holders. Like, we are both smart, intelligent women. The reason that we do well in our feed is because I look well. But clearly, unfortunately, you don't. That's why you're spewing the rubbish you're spewing.
Anyway, me, my aim in general is just always to educate. And I just feel like that podcast was in very poor taste. It was terrible. Like, even if you wanted to convey that opinion, there's so many other healthy ways you could have conveyed that opinion. I just felt like it was very, very stripping. Like, you're just like looking at
it. It was very dehumanizing, I have to say.
I don't know. Boo.
Boo. Tomatoes.
Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. Please continue to like and subscribe. Yeah. And I hope you've been enjoying the podcast. Our handle is LocalRelatablePod.
On everything.
Is it? Is it every LocalRelatablePod on everything? I don't think so. I feel like whenever we say it's LocalRelatablePod on everything, you now see the thumbnail showing LocalRelatablePodcast.
On TikTok, Insta, and YouTube, yeah. Those are the important ones.
If you search LocalRelatable,
you'll find this.
Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you soon.